Just how concerned are people about the use of a taser on Brad Hewlett with a brain injury and back problems, who has been described as nonviolent?
I saw an individual with an intellectual disability given commands instead of explanations, and I saw absolutely no risk of physical injury, and yet the taser was used.
New York Civil Liberties Union member Barry Gawanter commented to Common Counselors about a now widely viewed video of the incident last May. She says it's hard to figure out how police are trained or if there are guidelines when to set the taser's shock on probe mode or the harsher drive stun setting. Citizen Review Board head Joe Lipari told lawmakers the department's policy has holes.
No mention of de-escalation in the use of force policy or in the taser policy. Does not define the levels of resistance and levels of control. There's no discussion of verbal communication skills, and there's no caution advisories for particular medical considerations.
Counselors got few answers to their questions, and Lance Denno accused Chief Fowler and Mayor Minor of boycotting today's meeting. Police union head Jeffrey Piedmont, while not talking for the department, defended officers and taser use.
If the person's told time and time again, I'm going to tase you, put your hands behind your back, and they finally do, they're not going to get tased.
Counselors want another meeting to pose taser and use of force questions to actual police officials. They say they want to protect people's health and their taxes. The city and department face a lawsuit in the Hewlett case. Chris Bolt, WAER News.